Gardaí have been giving details today of a major anti-trafficking and anti-prostitution operation. More than 60 safeguarding visits, as they're called, were carried out by Gardaí last week as part of an effort to tackle sexual exploitation. The two-day nationwide operation resulted in 46 people being identified as having allegedly purchased sexual services. I've been speaking to Detective Superintendent Derek Maguire from the Garda National Protective Services Bureau and Human Trafficking Investigations Unit. He's been telling me about the operation.
So as part of the Third National Strategy on Domestic Sexual and Gender-Based Violence, which was introduced in July by the Department of Justice, is called Zero Tolerance. It recognised prostitution for the first time as a form of gender-based violence. So as part of that, we carried out an operation last Thursday and Friday the 24th and 25th, targeting the purchases of sexual activity. So just by way of explanation there, the sale of sex in Ireland is legal since 2017, and the purchase of sex is illegal. So our operation was to identify persons who may be purchasing sex and carry out safeguarding checks with persons who are involved in the sex trade, who may be vulnerable and who may indeed be trafficked to the country and being sexually exploited for that purpose.
And the sex workers who were involved here, were they for the most part people who've been trafficked to this country?
Not necessarily. And Garda Síochána recognises that there are people who work in the sex trade who are working independently, and they are not committing any offence by doing so. But we also know that there are a number of people within the sex industry who have been trafficked here and who are working against their will in the sex trade. So I suppose the predominant thing for us was to identify these people and try and help them as best we can and build trust and rapport with people involved in the sex trade.
Yes, because as you say, it's not an offence to sell sexual services, but it is an offence to organise prostitution.
It's an offence to purchase sexual services, and it's also an offence to organise prostitution and brothel keeping. That's still under the 2017 Act.
And did you make any arrests in relation to brothel keeping?
No, we didn't, but we talked to 46 individuals who were identified allegedly purchasing sexual services, and we talked to 112 individual sex workers, and we offered them welfare advice and encouraged to avail of expert services as well. That's the whole idea behind these operations, is to build trust and rapport with people involved in the sex trade. I suppose many of them might have an inherent distrust for law enforcement from whatever country they've come from. And that's is to reach out to them and to talk to them and to offer services of support and to build that rapport with them. So we also have two dedicated phone numbers within the Organised Prostitution Investigation Unit, which are given to sex workers who can contact us confidentially. And we can also, we give out the Blue Blindfold website email address, which is also a way of reporting trafficking in an anonymous way.
And I mean, you've mentioned this phone line. Has that been used? Have you had contacts on that?
Yes, we have indeed. In fact, there was one during the course of the operation where a sex worker contacted us, and she had been the victim of an assault. We were able to get to her very quickly, and we are actually following a different line of inquiry in that, and that's an active investigation that only occurred last week.
And clearly from the scale of this, as I say, Dublin, but Waterford, Kerry, Limerick, Longford, Galway, this is an issue right across the country, perhaps in every town and city in the country.
Yeah, many people would have the perception that this is just a city-based issue. It's in every county, it's in every town and village around the country. And it's very transient. It can move from one county to the other, but it is an all-Ireland problem.
And how much of it is actually organised? Not individuals acting, on their own here, but organised trafficking and organised prostitution. What's the scale of that, would you say, Detective Superintendent?
It's very hard to give percentages, but there is a huge degree of organisation here. These are organised crime gangs that are exploiting human beings for their own financial gain. And there's huge money being made in this worldwide. It's a transnational problem. And it's our duty to identify these organized crime gangs and prosecute them and bring them before the courts.
And those who are being trafficked, are they aware of what's happening to them, or are they lured under false pretenses typically?
Generally, they'd be lured under false pretenses, and that's one of the proofs that we have to prove. They can be coerced, they can be fraudulently brought here. In Europe, there's a lover boy syndrome where they think they're in meaningful relationships, and then they turned out to be trafficked by the persons they're in the relationship with. There's a debt bondage here as well that they pay, the traffickers allege that they've paid a certain amount of money to get them to the country, and they won't be allowed freedom until that debt is paid back. So there is an awful ways of coercion and fraudulent behaviour to bring them to the country.
So in a sense, some of these are more or less enslaved, if that's not too strong a word.
It's not. It can be that way. And indeed, in Britain and Northern Ireland, it's called the Modern Slavery Act. Mm-hmm. They changed that back in 2015. So it is modern slavery, as by definition, in the British law now.
And that was Detective Superintendent Derek Maguire.